Yes, 32, okay. So you could, I wanted to first mention a little bit this, why we study this part of mainly for contemplation, for solitude place to practice meditation. So in order to have a good meditation, then we have to cut off or renounce from some kind of obscurations of meditation. These are because of kind of normal life. There are a lot of people you care, relatives, friends, and sometimes there are a lot of reason you have to do a lot of activities in normal life. But for people who are going to stay in the retreat place, then you have to renounce or temporarily stop some kind of activities and thinking, including too much of these. If you are not, even you are in a remote location, a solitude place, but your mind is still engaging too much into secular normal lives, and then we don't focus on the practice itself. So that's why if people who you care very much, your son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, or parents, and also some company, organization, or anything, you have a less kind of a contact. Of course, you can contact or some important message you can go through, but generally focus on the meditation. And then also self, a lot of you can, maybe you want to buy many things, eat, and also have a go other place to sightseeing, or you want to practice the physical exercise, and these also have to reduce, otherwise we are going to have a waste, many, not waste, but you consume your many energy and time to do other things, not focusing enough to the meditation. And also some people want to think in too much about money and other things, wealth, or you calculating how much time you lose, how much money you can make in during that time. Thinking of this become a source of a obscuration to the meditators. And then even we kind of physically have a boundaries to engage in social activities, but mentally we still have a lot of these thinkings. That's including attractions of other kind of different sex, and as we said, it also the forgetting of forgetting the merit or importance of a solitude area, stay, remain a solitude area, place. So the kind of reduce or stop thinking about other different kind of, I'd say, opposite kind of a sex of partners or family, friends, if you any kind of type you have. That is also very emphasized in meditation, including people you know in the past and or present or future. from 3 points, we can reduce. One is saying, it's difficult to maintain relationship with the people, and it's much kind of comfortable and easier to remain solitude and celibate kind of a life. If it's a monk, especially, even monk also have a challenges to get kind of remain in solitude and celibate kind of a lifestyle due to many reasons. But one thing is to have to think it's a kind of a lot of challenges in life. One monk, even time, he told me, he is my cousin, lived in Nepal, in big monastery, and he was in a second or third floor in his house. I went there, and when he opened his window, you can see the street, Nepal, Kathmandu, Budanath. And he saw two young kind of couple, not couple, maybe friend or girlfriend. They were sometimes going and maybe live nearby and then going on the street and very happy and something laughing. And then he also raised something a little bit kind of admire a secular life. It's also there a lot of joy and happy. And maybe after 1 year or something, the lady get pregnant. You can see often kind of once in a while you can see them. And then each time they were walking on the street, their face, and then it's not like usual used to. They have a kind of fun and happy and running around or something. But there are a lot of responsibility for the kids, and maybe they don't have enough money or something. You can see that from their face, they are not happy and difficult, a lot of challenges. And then he was thinking, I'm very lucky. I don't have to do this, and I'm engaged in a lot of relationship. And that's what I remember he told me. And then these teachings here, what we are studying here, is actually remain non, passion or kind of a type of different greedy. It's difficult for human beings. We are already habituated in this kind of animal or mammal kind of a type of species. And then this is also, if you have to progress or anything, like study. Well, most animals, they don't study like us. We do spend 20 years or maybe 15 years, 20 years, more than, if more, one life, it's already studying. So in some part of a modern kind of life, it's not very natural for us. In ancient time, only some people study more. Many people don't know how to read and write, so they don't have they do have to work, but they don't have that much of kind of a study and schooling tradition. Similarly, for monks and nuns or retreat people who practice Dharma, they have to kind of engage in kind of not a normal, or sometimes it's a kind of a set some goals by yourself and then to pursuing that goal, including physically kind of remain independent and like meditation. For many people, meditation is very strange. If somebody doing nothing and remain there, and then they may think, whether this person have a special ability or have a kind of a higher spiritual understanding, or this person could be wasting their time and or even kind of a, let's say, have a negative understanding. If one person says, I'm studying and meditation, I'm very happy. Maybe their relatives or friends who don't have a concept and then have a thinking they were losing their chance in the worldly game, and also people who lazy, that's why you are here sitting and then doing nothing, could be have a many interpretation or understanding. So these in personal experience, what you care and what are you doing these. So we are saying during this personal spiritual journey, the last destruction mainly still related to rage or anger. Anger may be strong words, but it's on satisfied or reject something uncomfortable, easy to raise uncomfortable feeling for self or others, or easy to attach to something you want to associate with or gain something. These two, sometimes we use craving and maybe not anger, like the other words. Rage, or not rage, maybe rage is too strong. But generally, as we said, dissatisfaction or something, insecurity, these feelings. And this part is especially emphasized the how you reduce the tract of people, for male is female, for female is male, and how you reduce that attractions when not disturbing your own practice. And also the third is through thinking about the consequences and result, the result of the craving and a lot of problems raised and wasting this life, cannot study deep and practice well. So losing the chance to achieve spiritual attainment, and also meditative kind of experience. But we are on the surface of practice, and at the end of this life, you will see you gain more closer to liberation, or closer to indeed more freedom, or you kind of captured by your own habituation, thick habituation, habitual patterns, still a slave of your own behaviors. So here, there are a lot of Buddhist way to think our body. And from these 3 points, difficult to maintain any kind of secular relationship. And the second is, even we are think these are important, but if you have a more profound understanding, detailed analyzation, then we will see, we can understand there are many illogical and not very based on good reason, many activities or what we do. It's generally, it's just kind of animal, this habituation. And then third is the result. What result you want? If you want closer to the awakened or more free, from habituation, then meditation is good choice. If we are not kind of purely one side or the other side, but in particular time, you have to engage in these, to at least you can have a experience for yourself what is a good benefit from meditation, remain in solitude place to keep meditation. And then this is technique or the way of support idea, supporting solution for you remain in good meditate in creating meditative in environment, or give yourself a good chance to remain in solitude area. So physically and mentally you are having the boundary and the renounce from kind of a normal normal behaviors. You can separate from that, and then you can have a better chance to gain deep understanding of meditation. And these three. So alone we are born, and alone we are coming into this world, and when we die, alone we pass away. No one shares our fate, and none of our suffering. What need I have I of friends who hinder me? So one king of teaching, sutra of king of teaching, that said, when people die facing death, then how much relatives you have, closer relationship with other people, they couldn't kind of replace anything you suffer facing those kind of terror. And then said, sentient being born with alone, born with a kind of single, generally, and die with alone, born with this. It's too important, two times the law. And that's why this is, of course, people can help each other. Even you're sick, or you're hungry or thirsty, anything, you build up your studies and do business, or kind of helping by people. Even you are dying, there are many ways to help each other, help people. But eventually, of course, people are, have a karmic net, so much deep relationship, but in daily life also too, you have to handle your own mind and the body, many things. You will take your own view path, and holding your own ground of what is right and wrong, many things like that. So there is a self, and also connectiveness. and here we were more or less we're saying we have to remember overall inner qualities can help us more than the external when we facing those big shifting, changing time. When even we are alive, so if without kind of a self supporting or self resilient, or I don't know the words, self is difficult. Even people have everything, they are sometimes taking suicide because of a too fragile inner kind of qualities. For some people, they have everything, they are still angry, not satisfied, and they cannot sleep at night. And some people have to take drugs and many other things to maintain peace. So it's important to have a self supporting kind of energy or idea or understanding. So it said, because everything is raised in the mind, even difficult, where we saying this difficult, this bother me, that bother me, it's saying in the mind. You feel this way, that way. If you say hungry, thirsty, that is a different situation. But generally, the problem raises in from mind, how you describe and how you experience and perceptions you have, what perceptions you have. So the source of suffering could also relate to your own view, path, and fruition. Similarly, this is a generator of suffering, also generator of happiness, mind itself. So we can, through study and practice, we can reduce those negativities and increase those good qualities. So if we have what is important then, it's a view, like a practice, and a habituation, these are related to that kind of a process. If we have a more tolerance, more able to understand others, and the more awakened kind of methods, and open ourselves and deep understanding of phenomena, then we can reduce distorted view and emotions, and we even can actualize the greatness of life, and we can transform ourselves and the habituation and action and the view, all that we can kind of make it better, transform into path of enlightenment, these. If maybe we can take time to read, please. Yes, yes, please.
Like those who journey on the road, who pause and lodge along the way, beings on the pathways of existence seize upon the lodging of their birth.
So it's saying life is one journey. And there are many possibilities also. We can choose some path, and on the road we can stay in some, like a journey, people who take a journey on the road, and the people who stay in a place, and then they will not kind of hanging on one place forever, but they will continue take the journey. Similarly, we also day and night, month and years, we kind of continue forward into the future. And doing that, we cannot say we can hold everything we had experienced. We have to letting go, and including time and some sense of ownership or own something new. So similarly, people who in young age they engage in too much kind of play and the toys. But in after we grow up, many toys, what we like very most in that time is no more meaningful to you or not much use. And in a certain age, the accumulating lot of wealth, and also maybe you can work 30, 40, 50 years, then including kind of building the family or something. And eventually these also have to go with themselves. Children, they'll have their own life and their own spirit, kind of interest, passion, and kind of dreams. And then you will see in other times we have to prepare for our kind of own growth, inner and spiritual growth. So during this time, even our own kids, they won't stay in a house, their own house forever, but they have to find themselves and for a job and for other starting new kind of families. And life is like that. So it's even practitioners sometimes too much attached to their own homeland or home, and then it's making, especially in Qin time, the kind of difficult travel, and even once they travel out, many people never come back or something. This happens, not like it today, so convenient transportation, and then even today, so many kind of people cannot see each other for a long time, once a year, twice a year, something like that. So, and then it's also said, many friends who, or when you're schoolmate, or when you're in joining the military, there are many deep relationships with other people, or in the company, you have a good friendship with the other co-workers. But all have some kind of connection, some reason coming together, and also some cause and effect, causing the conditions, then each one have to part from that kind of association. And then even sometimes it's like no matter kind of father and son, husband, wife, also have a impermanence following those kind of different reason and of course in the conditions. Even your own wealth or not following you, but in sometimes in this person's hand, in sometimes other person's hand, you gain, but used by others, or this happens. So long time companion have to part eventually, and hard working and accumulate some wealth also have to wait, kind of scatter away sometimes. In this, so we should prepare or understand the when this happens, then we still remain more free and positive. And these are the phenomenon that happen everywhere, not one person or two people, but this is nature of a kind of a karmic links. So, because in nowadays much better. Some people even ran away from any time. There people ran away from home, and I think from my experience, used to people have a more deep kind of connection towards family and the village or the hometown, concept. Now many people have difficult to find where it came from, something where specifically belong to. And then, but for practitioners who really attach to homeland or place, then we have to think one day we will part each other from under people can take me away, take my body to the grave. And then everybody crying or feel suffered. We can understand this eventually could happen. So before this happens, we go to solitude place, even what's the channel ground or place to practice Dharma. I think this translation here a little bit different, but it's a same meaning. It's saying before I'm going, I went to death. I hope I will go and go into forest. I found that it's two ways of saying, but it's saying either they will eventually, if I'm in a home, I will actually eventually have to part from family, or before I am dying, before I die, I want to away from kind of a home and then continue on the forest for street the practice of meditation. Yes, please. Then you can read more. Yeah, your turn.
With no befriending or begrudging, I will stay alone in solitude, considered from the outset as already dead. Thus, when I die, a source of pain to none.
So I think from before this, 34 and 35, if making together, and then it's it makes sense. It's said before I die and carried by people, I'm going to solitude area. And there's no family, friends, and nobody bother you or create problems, and also nobody kind of, because of your friends, you have to protect them, and you're alone and hiding somewhere in the forest or mountains. And then it's like friends or relatives already kind of see you as a kind of normal, have a contact, and then when you even you really dead pass away in the mountain, and then people can understand or accept that situation because it already familiar your absent that kind of situation, and no kind of friends and relatives thinking. Maybe they will remember or kind of have worries, but these worries through time will reduce. This is a kind of everybody, even their own self, kind of parents or grandparents pass away within a few months or a few years, then gradually only once in a while kind of can memorize. Often seeing somebody, then more kind of thoughts related to this person. If you didn't see this person 3 years or 5 years, then you won't kind of thinking them every day. And they also know enemies that kind of continuously worries and they have a conflict, difficulties. And then even you die, you feel peace. And nobody know, and nobody kind of bother much. And no one kind of crying and shouting, and no one asking anything. and you can only remain in the path and the enlightenment of your own understanding. And then you have a more kind of solid, stability in your own mind with the cave and the silence. And then the people who, some good practitioners wanted to have those environment. Because sometimes friends or families, members, they don't know how to take care of you. Then after pass away one person, then it's very important to keep kind of the body and mind not disturbed for people who have able to stay or merge in mind into samadhi, that meditative state. And then when this happens, and then mind can merge into, you can say, nature of mind on the emptiness with the luminosity. It's called the emptiness with the clarity, awareness. This awareness, if a deep, subtle awareness, awakened state or Buddha nature, you can say, and the primordial wisdom can merge together with the meditative state. It's akin of samadhi, as these teachings are said very detailed and very profound. But when you pass away, somebody crying and shaking your body, and then say, "Oh, you destroyed my practice. What do I want to do?" Or some medical check, and some people want to remember, like Tibetan master, he want to pass away in posture, meditative posture, and then this nurses or something come and then say, "You shouldn't do this. You should kind of lay him down." And then this person again kind of wanted to in this meditative path. And then he shouted one time, kind of pet or something. He passed away. And then they were using some kind of life support. And then other people say, "Oh, you have really harmed this person very much." So then there will be no one stand by, in tears and mourning. You know, that's a mourning. Oh, okay. There's trouble me, and no one will be there distracting me from thinking of Buddha and practice. And then maybe you can read, please, one more. Therefore,
in these lovely gleaming words, with joy that's marred by few concerns or mental wandering, cease, I will remain in blissful solitude.
It's very good. So, oneself, and for some people think in this way, think, "Oh, if I'm kind of sick and for a long time and nobody bring me food and water, what I can do, or how that time it will be difficult, so I have to have people with me." And but this, if you don't have any practice or you have no self-confidence, you can go through this, then better have some people bring you medicine, water, and then also pillow or something. In this way and that way, on, and then some people already decided they don't really care much about those short time problems. Even some people say, "Oh, when I want to can leave, I have this freedom. When person from Mongol. It's a Tibetan person, but really their reincarnation is from Mongol. It's called Jibson Dhamma. And he called Dalai Lama, said, what time you want me kind of pass away? And then Dalai Lama said, you shouldn't pass away now because they have this year you should cross over this year and next year sometimes if you want. And then he made a telephone. This I heard from His Holiness Dalai Lama. And then you want Dalai Lama choose specific time, some days, I think. And then he passed away in those 3 days or something with a samadhi meditative kind of state. You can see his kind of physical body, and sometimes very hot days they can remain without any smelling and decay kind of situation. He is in, I think, in Mongolia. It's a relatively cold and not dry place. But then Dalai Lama also made, in this meditative kind of state, after a while they can choose some specific date, auspicious date, even mostly full moon date. And then Dalai Lama made a phone call. And in his ear, and then a special ritual carried. And then his kind of a posture, collapse. And then you can see after the burnings, they often have this, if wooden, of course, if you have a highly kind of a high temperature, then maybe will destroy all body. But generally, if you use wood, sometimes the eyeball and tongue and the heart will kind of fall off from the burning. That also represents something. Body, speech, and mind, kind of successful practice, kind of science, as said in traditional kind of understanding. Then, like this, the self, taking care of oneself, with the free of choosing the death of death and the death and the posture and the mental kind of a meditative state. And so that's why many people dying in a cave or remote mountains, and there is a fully kind of a chance to practice their own training for a long time, train for this for a long time. And then this is said in ornament of the Great Vehicle Sutra, said, wise people choose the meditation place for meditation. It's for kind of relatively easy life, not too difficult for yourself. If you easy to access to water and some not too far from people lives, you can have some people supporting you for food or something, or you can go ask them for food. Or if you have more than one person, two, three people with you to meditate in one cave or different caves, then these people have a similar kind of discipline and the views, good kind of condition. There's no animal or snakes or any too much kind of flies or bat or something. Mainly it's a place for feel comfortable and easy to train your mind. And also another king of samadhi, the sutra of king of samadhi, or samadhi, king of samadhi sutra. They said, which is far from many business and kind of human activities. Like, 犀牛怎么说的来着? One animal, there is a horn from here. What is it called? Rhino. Yes, yes. It's like a rhino. It's wanted, rhino, I think many wanted to stay in peaceful place. I think that's why they gave him an example. Rhino. And then to do meditation in solitude place.
May I ask?
Something? Yes, sure.
Who did he call on the phone?
Dalai Lama called this monk before pass away, and before pass away, he called to Dalai Lama, said, when you think I have to, I now I'm ready for kind of a depart from the party, leave. And then Dalai Lama said, not now, but you can remain a few months, then later. Then he kind of kept alive for a few months. And then within, I think, 3 days or something, Dalai Lama said, if you want to kind of know you are ready now, these are very good days. And then he passed away. Mm. It's like that. This situation or stories, I heard so many from other different person. Some people even said, I have a dream. I'm going to pass away within 3 months or 3 days, something like that. So they really pass away in those days. Mm. So, and after he already passed away, then he's still aware, inner subtle awareness is still there. So that's why people kind of, you can see them as a kind of a deep sleep kind of situation. Actually pass away, no more kind of activities of heart. And I think some medical team went to India one time. One monk highly kind of realized people believe he. So he just put their wires on the top of what the situation happening, and they wanted to test the blood pressure and everything, skin temperature or anything. And then said, once in a while there is a signal in from the machine. Mm. And then once in a while, then this, sometimes with a few days, sometimes a few weeks, even close to a month, they remain normal, like a body in a very hot situation, like a summertime in India. Generally, many people, I think animals or death, within 2-3 days, very smelly, very difficult to take close. But some people, even very fat monk, but nothing. I also heard this time, there are very honest people, they did many few highly realized master kind of with them pass away, like Dzogchen Rinpoche, and Dzogchen Rinpoche's kind of son, one. But they said there is no smell, anything, or no kind of liquid coming out from their anybody. These are, from Buddhist perspective, we think this is a sign of some meditative capacity. From science or this, I don't think they have so much explanation, but I think that is not a very usual thing in the situation. Mm-hmm. So it's also said not to thinking about the relinquishing all of aspiration. This These are especially, I think it's generally said normal, kind of a secular, or maybe not secular, we sometimes say secular and spirituality, but here we're saying normal kind of worldly pursuing and aspirations. And then you focus in meditation, one mind with the meditation. And all the, not all, but generally, Sutrayana teachings, path of rich enlightenment is the training of, including mantra teachings also same. But mind remain in single point kind of meditative state, very important. After a certain ability to stay in kind of a single point meditation, then you have a more philosophical or understanding about nature of mind, nature of phenomenon, including these interdependency and emptiness, how things are from appearance and actual kind of this reality, how it is. So the special scene or clear scene, or sometimes it's although using many terms, is kind of more realization kind of part of training can be have a platform that in mind. Platform is the able to remain in single point meditative kind of state for at least some kind of a time. Then, based on the deep analyzation, realization is possible. That kind of path is the general kind of instructions. And that's take times to train, but not too long. It depends on how much you dedicated to the practice. For some people, 1 year, or within kind of 7 months, something, they can really experience very clear and stable. One single point of meditative kind of state is absolutely they can achieve. For some people, if because of a distraction, not much time, not much serious of practice, they can take a long time to do this. Special clear seeing or emptiness, realization of emptiness also to depends on people, their own spiritual capacity or medium capacity or inferior kind of level of practice and capacity. mental disposition, I think it's called, sometimes it's called. But if you put effort, there definitely progress. So in order to progress, we have to control our confusion and wasting time, habituation of not engaging too much. But from outside surface, we always kind of stay in that level then cannot go deep. This part, I think it's, although it's difficult to, sometimes not so easy to practice, but it's good, as long as this path is making you a better person, better mental kind of capacity and qualities. And also saving yourself from a lot of consequences in worldly life. We have a more spiritual or this mental progress, then that also same time we are kind of freeing from ourselves from worldly kind of confused pain, suffering, struggle, this situation. And then, please, yes, your time.
In this and in the worlds to come, desires the parent of all love. In this world, killing, bonds, and wounds. And in the next, the hells and other pains.
Yes, now it's this 39th verses. It's completely how we relinquish from kind of wandering thoughts. Those thoughts make us more difficult, or this. So it's especially craving, thoughts of craving. Desire or this. So one is a contemplate that from this world, physical, this and the word, words that come in the future. So many problems created by desire or craving. For this, if one cannot control their own desire, then including kind of fighting and killing and also self, limiting oneself in developing to the good and the wound, and also many kind of obvious, kind of physical challenges and problems also can be happen. And next life in future, for this life difficult, but next life also can be goes to the lower realms, even deep to the hell, kind of have those pains. So sometimes it's said too much greedy. This situation, it's like snakes, mental snakes. Snakes, sometimes they don't realize any kind of people is their friends or something. If you feed snake for a long time, maybe 20, 30 years, they even bite you one time or something, there is an opportunity to die for that. So similarly said, desire or strong kind of a craving can be have a holding snakes on in your hand anytime, kind of harm you and destroy present this life and future lives. And for wise people, beware of this desire or too much desire, kind of greedy. And then you sent your go-betweens, both boy and maid, with many invitations for the prize, voiding in the quest nor seen, no need that brings in ill renown. So it's said from inner and outer, we can relinquish, or relinquish is the kind of a cut off.
Relinquish?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Relinquish the desire from inner desire, like you craving for people, male or female, and external if we should relinquish is too much desire for the power and fame and money or these things. And then if you conquer those inner and outer desires, main desires, then we can remain in solitude place under all qualities, merit, or increase. So this more and then detail is said. People who are going to have a merit or these are very normal. Why we kind of we are not offending those people who want to marry it or something who want to marry, but it's a specially designed or teaching for practitioners here. Yeah, so this is a people, man or woman, who kind of run in between people who have a capacity to kind of marry, a possibility to marry, and some people even paying some money to people and kind of having wife or husband. And then, so if it's one monk, for them, when they're choosing having worldly life or kind of celibate kind of life, celibacy kind of life in monk, then they have to think about future, what could happen and what is the meaning of life and how one can spend life, way of life, spending their way, having what kind of a life they want to have. So they said we have to think about the consequences of that, having family, and also some people have to kind of fighting for their wife or husband, sometimes even fight broken wall or many things can happen. Some people, because of offensive towards the family or other family. In Central Asia, used to, there is a kind of story, I think sometimes happening is, even although they agree to kind of family, sending their daughter to the other, marrying to other person, but they still kind of have a some old tradition is the capture their family daughter or something, or having in the outer side and collecting wood or water or something, then they have to grabbing them and forcefully and bringing to their family, and then they send some money or ships and then something coming out. I think these are some kind of maybe some nomadic place happen those. And then of course here saying more about not studying. These are much better. And I said, need a lot of. So there is so many, because of human relationship and jealous, and then because of this marriage and divorce, or have a third relationship, or these are so kind of wide problems. Often many made a lot of people even not physically attacking each other, but sometimes also commit suicide. Or some people say you have to eat when you feel sad and feel hurt. emotionally by your husband or wife. And some people say, oh, my husband cheating me, so I'm going to using his credit card until finish all the money or something. Maybe it's wise, good, at least not harming kind of physically using the gun or something. I think these, I mean, sometimes even the family problems then become other families, kind of both sides have a family and a cousin and brother and sister, they are fighting each other. These also not that hard to see once a sign. And then some people for, I think in my hometown also, I remember my cousin, my uncle's daughter, she married other person, and then they give the some possessions that belong to them. I think in Tibet you have to divide how many kids you have, and the horse, and also yaks and the sheep and other kind of jewelries, and also making all the type of new clothing and gold, something that's a necklace or many things. If you don't have them that much, it's depend on each family's kind of situation. But sometimes even they're giving 100 yachts or 50. I think my cousin, they went to, I think, 50 something. And then that works, and then these. So it's marrying or having a husband or wife, it's a big function, risk. risk sometimes. Mm-hmm. Also a lot of money, or you don't have much money, and then also problem. If you have a lot of money, also if you have a 500 yaks or something, you are kind of slave of those animals. You have to very difficult life. Even some people very rich, and you can see their face and burned by sun or rain, and it's like a beggar. So it's much better to have not much. Yes, they already here. Some people have more, they don't spend, but always accumulating and then try to continue. So anyway, they're maybe not all the nomad, but there are many kind of ways of life. And then it's the same. What is important really for people? And what elderly people do, they sometimes want to force new generation also having similar style and tradition or costume they had before. Although they maybe have not really happy with their own kind of a way of life. But in China also too, many young kids or ladies, or especially their parents, are forcing them to marry somebody, and then making phone calls sometimes every day, say, did you met someone, or do you want to marry this year or something. So many people try to avoid those burdens and then difficult. Some people said, oh, if you want to marry, you go to marry to the parents. I'm not going to marry. And traditional kind of a concept, very strong still, very strong. If you don't marry within certain age, then the society look at you, and their friends, closer circle of relatives, how they kind of look at their parents, and then if you kind of go back to having celebrated year, people may say something kind of strange words or something sarcastic words, something. Then people are very sensitive about these, or they already know those situations, so even didn't say anything, but they are some kind of pressure, worries, some situation. But if you say, I want to be a nun or a monk, then maybe they want to know more talk, and they don't cut off the relationship with you. situation. Sometimes it's much better, so some family, very difficult. 时间也差不多吧，是不是？ I think we are going to stop here. Not very good. good, pleasant place, but it's good. I think at least it's a kind of a reality, how kind of a normal people's life works. And also for practitioners, why they wanted to dress different kind of clothes and then shave the head and then try to become a different path of life. We don't have to everybody shave their head, hair. But what we were doing, it's not that bad. So it's a good kind of a life choices. So it doesn't matter how you, where you're born or what kind of a life you have, at least once we understand this meditation are very profound teachings and make one person really become lord of their own mind, and also life can be much more kind of lead, easy to lead to the good way, do good, be good kind of a life. So it's worth to study and contemplate on this subject. And also, sometimes it's said, it's not necessarily for the mental freedom is very important. Sometimes in sutra teachings also said ladies and male and female, sometimes a little bit saying, some even one sutra, some people, so when some sutras a little bit criticizing kind of women's, said, oh, if you are fortunate enough, you should be born as a man or something like that. But it is not absolute teachings. It's relative based on their culture and kind of circumstances of those times. So it's a relative kind of a skillful way of teachings. And then the other sutras also mentioned what they were saying, male and female, how sometimes some sutra teachings are criticizing a little bit women or something. Especially in Paranirvana Sutra, he said, if you see kind of criticizing parents of a woman and seemingly pursuing kind of male kind of status, why is this happening? And it said, because it said, mainly it's about the capacity. It said, one person who knows everyone has a Buddha nature or capacity to reach enlightenment, then there's no kind of male or female differences. Somebody who don't know their own, everybody has a Buddha nature, or they themselves, or oneself don't know they have a capacity to reach enlightenment. Then it's said it's kind of using that name of a female, but it's not really saying kind of a physical female or male. Even one female who understand everyone has a Buddha nature, or one have a Buddha nature, then this is called some. They have a. You can use the male or male and these words. So this is not based on the female or the male, but people who have a capacity. Why use this male and the female words? This, I think, in ancient time, fightings and heavy work, heavy labors done by male. So is using that kind of terms to make like a capabilities kind of a words similar using this. This is easy to confuse or misunderstanding, but this is mentioned in Paranirvana Sutra. So it's not discriminating female, but for enlightenment, it's about mind, not physical gender differences. And also in Mahayana Sutra, the Vajrayana Sutras, over the Vajrayana, the teachings said, if one discriminate because of the gender, especially women, I think it is particularly for women, then this practitioner is breaking vowels of a fundamental 14 vowels. One of them is you cannot discriminate woman or female. If you do that, then you are not qualified to kind of Vajrayana practitioners or followers. So from this, we can understand. Yesterday's dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shyamala Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue, following their example, one and all, since dedication has been praised as supreme by all the victorious ones throughout three times. All of the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated to practicing the sublime. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from stormy waves of old age, sickness and death, from ocean of existence. May all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom and attain to sacred kayas that arises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, thereby many every mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.